This gospel is meant to educate us about the power of evil and the greater power of good. John had an obligation. He had been raised up by the Lord to preach God's word, God's will, and to prepare people for the coming of Jesus. And the king of the whole country, at least the northern part of the country, was committing open adultery. And nobody was saying anything. And John was obliged, because of his love for the people, to say, that is wrong. And he did. And it cost him his life. But you see, that's an act of love. To let evil go on and on and on and nobody confront it, you see, is a great disservice. Because people know it's wrong, but they, you see, in our own day, you see, we have many John the Baptists who are protesting abortion. It's wrong. Everybody knows it's wrong. But the law says it's all right. The law means nothing. God's law says it's wrong. And so those who are protesting, praying outside of abortion clinics, those who are speaking, writing, you see, they are doing a great service because they're saving people from sin. Serious sin, murder. And besides saving the children, they're saving the adults. So it's always an obligation to speak the truth. And we ask the Lord how he wants us to do it, but it has to be done. And that's John's sort of role in the church. He's the patron saint of prophetic words. Out of love for Herod and the country, because the king giving that kind of an example, well, you know what that's like. We have all these heroes, the movie actors and actresses, the musicians, the artists, leading lives which are profligate. And the youth are seduced. And then if you work enough with youth, you see the ruin that happens to their lives with sex and drugs. And this is Satan destroying these young lives. And very few people saying anything. And so you see, the vocation of John the Baptist is realized in a particular way every year at the march on Washington, protesting abortion. And now the people who take these opinion polls will tell you more people are opposed to abortion than who are for it right now. And that's the work of these people who are imitating John the Baptist for love, saying, that's murder. And it will sully your life, sully your soul, and could take you to hell. And they have enough love to do that. And that's John the Baptist's vocation, to speak the truth. Because if the king can live like that, well, then why not the rest of us? And so it has to be confronted publicly so that people know that it's wrong. And as I say, in our own day, the John the Baptists are the ones who point out that abortion is murder. And not only the abortionist, but the people having the abortions are deeply scarred for life. And so it's only love to stop it and to point out the truth. Well, that makes people very popular. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You know, Augustine used to say, men love the truth when it enlightens them, but they hate it when it accuses them. And here's a great example, this John the Baptist. And so we should pray today for all. In whatever way we pray in front of the clinic on Monday mornings and other times, we do other things. This is also trying out of love to stop the flow of evil. And look at, see how many of our youth are so misled. And I'm a priest. I've been a priest for almost, 50-something years by now, I think. To save these people from being plunged into evil and knowing no way out. I remember years ago when I was living up in Canada in Madonna House, and this woman, redhead, came, wanted to see me, the conversation started at 10 at night. And she was studying to be a civil lawyer, protest. And she went on in such a, it's the foulest mouth I ever heard in a woman, and so angry. And this went on like for an hour and a half. And then she stopped. And she said, I had an abortion. And that's where it was all coming from. Trying to justify something that's unjustifiable. So we began to really pray then. And the Lord blessed her, forgave her. And I think she gave up her pursuit of law to do something else. I'm not quite sure of that part, but if she's really changed and she gets into law, that'd be a good thing. So that's why this gospel is so important. I have to say mass for the school children later on in the day. And I'm praying about whether I should, this is the gospel for the day. I could find another. Is it too early for them to hear this or not, you see? So pray, I have to find out what the Lord wants from there. But so let's stand and pray.